Time now for your comments. First, a correction. In my discussion with the editor of Space Magazine about NASA's canceled X-33 project, I said there are only three space shuttles left. There are, in fact, four. Michael Friedland of Kent, Washington, writes concerning my interview with Professor Jonathan Bass about Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from the Birmingham jail to eight clergymen. Friedland cites the more active role of other Southern clergy, such as Rabbi Charles Mattenband and Reverend Robert McNeil, explaining, "I question the alleged boldness of those like Rabbi Milton Grafman, whose sermons from the pulpit represented the classic middle-of-the-road Southern plague upon your houses of white supremacists and black activists alike. To be fair, few Southern clergy spoke out at all on the issue of civil rights." But Friedland adds, "Those Southern clergy who matched word with deed, who lost their pulpits and faced ostracism as a result, were the bold moral leaders of their communities, even if they represented a minute fraction of the whole." Several listeners responded to a literacy series that examined different teaching methods for reading and writing. Former teacher Sharon Crigliano of Alexandria, Virginia, writes, "All the programs and approaches will not work for anyone anywhere if there are not good, qualified, committed teachers to teach. Teaching is difficult. It's a challenge. No one goes into it thinking they're going to make money. But teachers need to make a living. Most of the young teachers in my school worked second jobs. My husband, also a former teacher, sold his plasma for grocery money. We both ended up leaving for that reason." And Dorothy A. Frakelli of Towson, Maryland, writes regarding the report on high school graduates unprepared to write college-level papers. "One of the people you interviewed claimed she did not need English classes as she was going into computer sciences. What a fallacy. Computer programmers need to write clear and concise requirements and design documents. They need to document their programs so that subsequent programmers may understand and maintain them. Finally, they need to communicate with their coworkers and any users of their programs, often in writing. What good is English? It allows people to accurately communicate with each other. Lest your listeners think I am an English teacher, when at work I do science operations for the Hubble Space Telescope." Ann Hedges of Little Rock, Arkansas, writes that Judy Muller's commentary about turning nouns into verbs caused quite a stir in her office. "Initially, we began networking amongst all staff who regularly listen to Morning Edition, brainstorming examples of these noun verbs, indexing them, and prioritizing them. We then targeted the staff who missed the segment and in-serviced them, and decided who would chair the committee to formulate this response. We had some difficulty deciding if faxing or emailing would be the most efficient way to respond, or if we should just Xerox our comments and mail them. Thanks for helping the audiologists at the Little Rock VA Medical Center grow our minds. Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.